I'm trying to remember the. There's the a line I wanted mercy. To say that's in. There's a line I'm just trying to remember that's in Latin.
In pace requiescat.
No.
Michael. Michael, you're requiescat in pace, now.
James.
I've heard it both ways.
That's because Latin doesn't really care about word order.
Except you end it with verb, and requiescat is the verb.
I'm just saying what Ezio always said.
Ezio was wrong.
Well, he was Italian. Of course he was wrong.
Italian isn't quite Latin.
It's okay. It isn't.
Yeah, he was speaking Italian, not Latin.
Isn't that important?
No, he wasn't.
No, it's very important we know how Assassin's Creed got Latin wrong.
Oh, there's so many ways.
And with that, I think we'll take a break. Is everyone good to continue in like 10?
Yeah.
Should be, yeah.
Okay.
I gotta go check on dessert.
Yeah.
And also, it was right after I finished my, scene, I found that I wrote the things I wanted to say down in my notes.
Do you so that say I would
be
now?
Able to find them at a quick reference.
It's always how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
if you want to edit it back together.
Honestly, I wanted to include Neme's last words, but I couldn't figure out what they were.
I'll revisit that.
Yay.
Yeah, no, I was just going to. I was honestly just going to say the lines of the apothecary's oath that are known.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why I was trying to find the Latin thing, because it's just in Nostra Manus, Progenies Futura.
I think the only thing I left out also was that the that four staff that was used by Heraclitus is now what Hyksos uses.
Sure.
Also, Max, you sound kind of muffled.
That might have been because I was a little far away. Is that better?
No, you sound like you're talking through a mitten at us.
Yeah, there's a lot of
That should be better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's better.
We lost a lot of treble.
All about that bass.
All right, let's take 10 and
sure. I'm gonna leave recordings running just so that it's easy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Leave everything running.
This is where I'm gonna cut some stuff out, so I'm gonna make a mark.
Huh, okay. So what if I do
that was Kevin.
Applause.
That was not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he
all right.
He was also helping.
So what if I do
I'm helping
again,
this. I'm helping.
What if I do this?
And then we'll just clap again to cut back in.
All right. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Honestly, I feel like Honor the Codex is like, I can spin that to get a fate point as long as I'm doing something that, like, fucking makes sense tactically.
Yeah, I think most of the thing is that, just coming
feels,
up with something good.
That one feels very exploitable.
Like, mine is just, like, is watchful for weakness. It's just basically, be a Carcadon. You did it. Good job.
I mean, all of the chapter demeanors are be an X, be a Storm Warden, be a Carcadon, be an Ultramarine, you know.
Whatever you are, be a good one.
Being a Dark Angel is hard.
Man, fuck, I didn't realize how bad psychic power started for Rage. Jesus Christ, I did nothing that combat.
Yeah, it's fine. You did most of the heavy lifting versus the 1,000 dudes we fought last game.
Yeah, remember the Horde?
I guess, but like, I just ran twice and got shot. Like,
I ran once and then I missed a bunch of times.
We can get you a longer gun.
Like, I have a gun, it's just, I'm really bad with guns. And like, it was at a point, right, where I had to like choose between shooting there or like pushing, but then pushing was definitely not worth it when someone was up amongst them. When there's at least one person in melee, because that AoE would definitely hit at that point. I don't know, it's just a weird series of like things that just made my range really funky.
Okay, so Pius, the Space Marine, cherishes faith in the Primarch and the Emperor above all. Does that mean I'm like one of the Space Marines that actually thinks the Emperor is a god? I mean, I guess you can cherish the Emperor as a valuable leader.
More ancestor worship, like, you know, this guy came before me, this, you know, great man who built this, you know, huge empire, and that's worth something.
Thank you, Emperor. Yeah,
that seems to be the thing is that the Space Marines revere him as a powerful man and a strong leader. But they're not, and that's one of the things that I ended up reading, is that there's this fight between the Astartes and the Ecclesiasti, I think.
Ecclesiarchy, but yeah.
Yeah, because the Ecclesiarchy wants them to follow the Emperor, the God Emperor thing, and the Space Marines are like, nah.
Well, the problem is the Space Marines are living proof that the Emperor was a dude, because...
Well, we could all just be demigods, who knows?
Oof.
I mean, the Primarchs were demigods. We're demigods.
This is a pretty bad... this is a pretty bad death headline. Bernie Casey, star of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, dies at 78.
Oh, man. God,
oh, no. I'm gonna get you, sucka.
That reminds me of the... That reminds me of one of my friends had a dad who worked at a newspaper, and they had to come up with headlines, and there was talking about really bad headlines. There's one they didn't print, but they joked about printing. there was a young man who died of autoerotic asphyxiation. And one of the headlines they came up with was Boy Chokes Chicken Self. God damn it. God fucking. I keep forgetting you have a soundboard.
I have a lot of power, Matt.
Oh, man. I also feel like my scene in particular was very... because I had to, like... What's this? What's this again?
I don't think... I think it will feel that way, but I don't think it'll be that bad when it comes out.
I mean, yeah, well, especially since I'm going to, like, cut it so that I get rid of the... What's the name of this
again? Fair, but I also don't think, one, like, it would really break up the scene too much for most listeners, because it didn't that much for me.
All right, yeah.
Hey guys, guess who won America's Got Talent?
Someone with talent.
America.
It was a 12-year-old singing ventriloquist, because of course it was.
Nice.
Yeah. She's good. I actually know that one. I saw her early in the season when my mom made me watch.
Nice. What happened to that nun that could sing Beyonce?
She made it a little while, I think. Oh, the ventriloquist also beat the deaf singer that inspiringly learned how to love music again.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, she was really good. Also,
I know. I'm just jaded.
Oh, actually, the nun that could sing Beyonce was on The Voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, the one that made me the most upset that they lost in anything was the one, like, LED dance troupe. That fucking group was amazing.
So they had LEDs, so I'm guessing they did, like, light painting?
So they basically all had outfits that had LEDs on them, and then would completely darken out the stage, and so they'd have light shows that were about their on their outfits, like, displaying their silhouettes, essentially. And they had some really interesting choreography. I'll try and find it.
Alright. I'm gonna step away for a hot second.
Light balance, I think it is.
Turned out really good.
Alright, that's the one I was looking for. I'm gonna link this in the Skype chat, I guess. And then I'm gonna watch it because it's good. But
back, and we have dessert.
Mm-hmm. Neil made a really good apple crumble thing. Apple cake thing?
Apple dump cake.
Ooh, yeah. Dump cakes are fine.
Let's call it something else.
No, it's I think it's named because you just dump stuff in a thing, right?
Yeah, you just dump your ingredients into a slow cooker.
Yeah, you just dump ingredients in. It's a simple recipe.
In this case, it was apple pie filling, yellow cake mix, and a stick of butter.
Nice. And yeah, dump cakes are nice because if I remember correctly, like a lot of them are like packageable enough ingredients that you can give them to somebody and they can make their own, basically.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Max.
Although yeah, I cheated a bit and added some brown sugar.
I don't know who the guy with the neon beard is, but I've decided to name him Funkle Sam.
That's really good. But yeah, I really like this dance routine. It's real good. Lights gave them some really interesting room to do different visual effects.
To really just explore the space. Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, crap. Getting a Mark of Nurgle gives you the Stuff of Nightmare trait.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a while back. It's ridiculous. Stuff of Nightmares is insane.
Also, that was one thing that amused me about the chapter creation tool that I noticed now. Is that among the names that you can roll with that... let's see, I was going through them. You can pull down... you can roll up the names Iron Warriors, Death Guard, and Night Lords.
Oh no.
And then also, you can get Storm Wardens, Space Wolves, Blood Angels.
I'm fond of bloody blood.
I like Brothers Brothers.
Yeah, Brothers
Brothers. Just two brothers.
Although my favorite still remains Flesh Nightmare.
Close.
Oh yeah, the Millennial
it sounds like
Conquerors.
It was in our parking lot.
Yeah.
God, the Millennial.
God, please don't go toward the potential gunshots.
These Millennials keep killing everything in the greater galaxy.
Yeah, and then there was the what was the other one? There was we kept writing them down. You can get Black Panthers. That's one.
Death was in there.
Death. Damn it, Death. Hold on, I put both the tables together for easy reference. So I know this isn't the intention, but I realize you can get mailed death.
Yeah. Mailed swords.
Let's see. The Black Suns. White Fury.
Sounds like a bad guy for a blaxploitation film.
It sounds like a bad guy for Black Dynamite.
Oh no. A new Monster Factory.
Why are you saying
oh, also,
oh no?
James, you also left out Fiery Fire.
Oh yeah, Fiery Fire is really good. there's a new Monster Factory Presents Just Like Art.
Oh no. Oh yeah, also Red Blood.
Sure. As one might expect.
My favorite thing is that, flesh is one of the adjectives you can roll, like, one of the 20 adjectives, and it only works with, like, three things on this in a non-sexual way.
Flesh swords?
flesh fire?
Flesh conquerors?
Flesh fists.
flesh blood.
Hey, baby, you want to join up with the flesh panthers?
Oh, God. Works 60% of the time. 100% every time.
First, no. Second, God, no. Three, never. Four, no.
Guys, stop it. Every single thing I could contribute to this conversation is stuff that would be emotionally scarring to you.
The flesh zone.
Right, is everybody back? Mm-hmm. Everybody in the mood?
You there, X?
Yeah, let me get back into this. Let me close this fucking chapter names table. All
right.
Am I audible? Yeah, you're good.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, cool.
You have so many audiobooks.
You've not been boned as has happened.
Yes, I feel like I can get a discount from you if I go to you and type in my brother. You gotta click on the microphone on the homepage first, though.
Alright, so we've had our somber moments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, the... Oh, yeah.
Should we say...
Yay!
Okay.
Yay, Matt!
Go me!
Someone's clicking very rapidly.
Probably James.
I'm muted.
It's usually James.
Damn it, James.
I'm not even at my computer desk.
Sorry, I'm just speaking from experience of editing James's audio.